Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you ever see somebody go just Hulk? They just hulked out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen it a couple times with different varying results, right? Sometimes it works out good, sometimes it doesn't work out so well.
There's this video last week that went viral. It's a guy on a golf course, and he is going what they're calling the full Hulk because he ripped off his shirt, started flexing, and threatening the other golfers.
Oh, gosh.
Listen to this.
Then leave. I'm not getting a fight on a golf course.
Okay. I'm going to stand here, and you can complain. Goodbye.
You took her ball!
Oh, here we go.
You see that?
Oh.
That's what you look into heaven. Do you want to test God? You come get it.
Well, I mean... He even turned into the Hulk with his voice.
See that?
Oh.
That's what you look into heaven. Do you want to test God? You come get it.
You see that?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm guessing he's very proud of his body, huh?
I mean, I saw it. He should not be. I don't understand what is happening. I mean, that wasn't a nice thing to say. But anybody that rips off the shirt in the middle of a golf course to intimidate somebody else, whoa.
Yeah, they deserve what's coming to them.
I was trying to think, like, when did you see somebody go Hulk? Now, this weekend, something very disturbing happened. It did not involve anyone ripping off a shirt. I went to my town's high school football game, and in a lot of the fields that support it, there's a lot of the younger kids that are playing there as well.
Okay.
Like the younger football kids, like from the rec leagues or whatever. So there's a lot of coaches. And I saw a coach, grown man, get into, the kid could not have been older than 8, get into his face and start screaming, "Shut up! Shut up, you kids!"
Wow, and really? At the kids?
At the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, these are young children that you are screaming at, shut up. And I hate the word shut up anyway. The
I
phrase.
Know that you don't like it.
I don't like it. I think it's so negative and whatever. But I would not have been surprised if he ripped off his shirt at that moment.
Well, kids can push you right to the brink. I mean, let's be honest, right? That would make sense to me. I have seen people Hulk out, good and bad. Just recently, though, in the last couple weeks, I saw people Hulk out. You see that there was like some accident and a guy was trapped underneath a car.
Oh, yeah.
And the cop and the EMS got a bunch of bystanders around and said, "No, we're going to lift this car right now." And they lifted the car off the guy. It was amazing.
Well, in that situation, it would be okay if everybody ripped off their shirt.
Right. Then you can Hulk out there. It's perfectly acceptable. Or Popeye or whatever it may be. I mean, Hulk wasn't always a bad guy.
No. But
here.
You're screaming at a child, probably not the best time to scream and rip off your shirt.
Yeah, or bystanders on a golf course when you've got their ball.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a golf ball.
Your underwear have an expiration date.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah. That's what was trending. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, it was stated that your underwear should be thrown out every 6 to 9 months. And I was like,
wow.
What?
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. No. Right. I mean, I thought it was going to be a couple years on there or something like that. And boy,
do I have a surprise for you.
But 6 to 9 months, that's kind of shocking.
Right. So now, of course, there's been a lot of controversy, as there always is. And this doctor, who's a TikTok doctor, she kind of is, when it comes to private part health, she's kind of the go-to on TikTok.
Can't wait to see how awkward you're about to be right now.
A category now, TikTok doctor, right? You're a podiatrist, you're a pediatrician, you're an oncologist. Now you're a TikTok doctor.
I want to see your credentials.
Okay, yeah. Right.
All right, here's what she has to say about it.
I've just sent a video where someone claims that women need to buy new underwear every 6 to 9 months, that somehow at 6 to 9 months, your underwear magically becomes some type of infectious catastrophe. And that's simply not the case. And when people tell you that you need to do really special things with your underwear, that's just an extension of purity culture.
I'm not really sure what purity culture is.
What is special things? Special things when you're underwear?
Throw them away, I guess.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's special. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not true at all. You should wash your underwear like you wash other things that touch your body, but they don't magically become, you know, an issue at 6 to 9 months.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because when I heard
that,
I was like, wait a minute. Underwear expensive. What are you talking about? 6 to 9 months.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time when I had underwear that was years old, right?
Oh.
I mean, as a guy, there was underwear that I didn't throw out until it sprung holes in multiple places, by the way.
Raven, how old is the oldest pair of underwear you own right now?
Well, the oldest pair that I own right now is probably about a year, year and a half. But I'm wearing like brand new underwear right now.
Oh, look at you.
I've been splurging. I found some fancy, like comfortable underwear, and now like I've replaced everything in the drawer. The oldest drawers in my drawer are for like the worst days of my life. Like mowed the lawn, not gonna shower, changing underwear.
Ew.
Yeah.
John,
yeah.
Do you classify your underwear as in like these are when I'm really gross outside working in the yard versus like, oh, I take my
underwear out of the clean laundry hamper and I throw them in absolutely no order into the top drawer.
Mm.
That's okay. What I do.
Yeah.
How old are your oldest underwear, Sean?
I've got a pair of Christmas underwear that I've had for like that I never wear because you don't want to walk it's around Christmas. With like polar bears on your underwear. That's weird. I'm a grown man.
Well, if you're in a car accident and then, you know, it's in the middle of the summer, it doesn't make any sense.
Always
it's
the worst.
Yeah. It's just not how you want to go out. And those are several years old.
Okay. Sean, how about you? Oldest underwear. They say 6 to 9 months is when you should throw them out, the expiration date.
Like 2 months.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's the oldest pair of underwear you have.
You don't even like to buy shoes. You complain all the time about
the
price.
Let the man explain.
Underwear is different than shoes, Anna. I mean, come on. You know me, guys. I'm a neat freak. When you wash something too much, mm-hmm. the fabric starts like feeling different.
The less elasticity and so forth.
When
it
starts feeling that way, to me, it's time for it to go kaputs, and I get myself some new underwears.
You need a better fabric softener, I'm guessing, but okay, right? I get it.
I have underwear that are 20 years old.
Wow.
I 100%
what? Wow. Yeah.
No holding them?
I have underwear that... Like,
I mean, and how do they fit?
I refuse to believe this.
I have my underwear from my wedding day. I have
well,
my
that's
underwear...
that's different. I mean, it's like...
What?
But you're not wearing it in regular rotation.
No, it sounds like she is.
She's framed.
I mean, I take care of my mutans. I don't know what else to say.
The fact that you're still wearing, you know, your wedding underwear is shocking to me, I have to say.
I'm very good at taking care of my underwear, I guess.
Yeah, well, Tide, right? Rock the Tide, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 This is your turn to vent. Just go ahead, say it. Whatever is making you nuts, upset right now. 1-800-330-9999. Anne Marie.
Why is it that people that want to smoke have to throw their butts out their window in their car? Why can't they just put it in an ashtray or put it in a bag when they're done? I don't understand why if they want to smoke, they have to throw it out the window. I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is littering at the end of the
day. I mean, you think about it, like everybody that smokes, think about all the butts that are being thrown out the window. It's just disgusting.
If you pile those in one giant pile, it would smell.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Safe to say. Safe to say, yeah.
Elijah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those girls that gets into a loud public argument with your boyfriend, that's all I need to know about you.
I love those ones. Don't they look cool when they do that?
I just don't understand. Aren't you embarrassed? When you see a couple getting loud in public, I just, like, at that point, aren't you... If my husband and I are having a disagreement while we're shopping about something, it turns silent. It is an awkward silence between the two of us.
Usually the same.
Yeah, but that awkward silence has to wait until we get in the car or we get home. Like the people that just fight in public, I'm like, how do you do this and think that it's normal?
I think that if you're having regular fights in public, it's probably time to break up.
Yes.
Yes. But you know what? You may find yourself in the exact same situation in the next relationship, too.
Well, then you got to do a deep dive on yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to say, hey, where does the accountability really lie?
Haley, that's all I need to know about you.
If your idea of fun is watching your Ring cam notifications on your phone all day, that's all I need to know about you.
It becomes an obsession for some people. It really does.
I have mine set for different things. So when I get a notification, I either know what it is, or if I don't, that's when I'm going to check it. Right at that moment. But I'm not going to review them. That seems weird. If I get home and the house is still standing, there's no reason to go back.
No.
Right.
There's people that are obsessed with watching everything happening on their Ring cameras all the time. Like my best friend Danielle, where she will send me notifications of every animal that's ever been in her yard. She loves it. She absolutely loves it. She'll be like, you won't believe it. I'm like, no. Oh, gosh. Again? A deer? No.
Oh, wait for it. Here comes a baby.
Yep. Nadia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you still use Aquanet and perm your hair, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm always looking for an excuse to do my Aquanet impression. All righty? Ready?
Here you go. I mean,
it's so impressive.
It's pretty good. It sounds more like Suave to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Aquanet was, I think of it more as the aerosol that ruined the planet.
Oh.
But, I mean, I didn't even know you could still get it.
Can
I
you
didn't know Aquanet was still a thing.
Can you? I mean, I remember my grandmother with the Aquanet. Can you still find Aquanet?
I remember a girl that I knew in high school. She had a perm. There was so much hairspray in it that when you would run into it, it would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like it was going to cut you.
I think about my Aquanet days and my, like, hairspray days where there would just be a small film of mm-hmm. white on the bottom of my hair roots.
Yeah.
And I would just take my thumbnail and pull out pieces of white from all the hairspray in
nice.
It. It's disgusting.
Yeah. You know, like if you run through a field and the grass, the high grass cuts into you, like run through a cornfield, it'll cut you.
Mm.
That's how, like, that hair was.
Yeah.
Shannon. Yep. Really abrasive hair. Michelle, too, come to think of it.
It's the strangest obsession because it's all the football, like, obsessed fans and then the Swifties merging together and watching this take place. All of a sudden, now we got to know everything.
Yeah.
Producer Sean Raven, like, I like football. I'll watch a game every once in a while. Like, it's cool to me. But all of a sudden, I need to know about the Kelce brothers. I had a deep dive Travis Kelce to find out who did he date before Taylor Swift. Things that I never thought in a million years I would be concerned about.
You know, I'm just going to say this. I'm not a Chiefs fan. Travis Kelce is a great player. I'm not going to be a hater. But if you're dating a girl and she's sitting next to your mama, you hold her hand when you walk out of the place.
Well, so
what is that?
So here's the thing.
You hold her hand, man.
It was cool. I mean, obviously it was cool that Taylor Swift was there, but she sat with Travis Kelce's mom.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a big move.
It's a big move. And it's public and all that.
And remember, when they were in the Super Bowl this past year together, the brothers, that Mama Kelce was everywhere.
Oh, she's a celebrity in her own right.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she has two sons playing in the NFL. She's a big deal.
Okay, so I Googled how long should you be dating before you meet the mom.
Yeah.
Right? And on average, they say 10 dates or about 2 months.
10 dates?
Wow.
That's
yes.
a lot.
Yep. Yeah. 2 months. But 2 to 3 months sounds kind of right for me. And then there's signs that you're ready to meet the mom. One is that you never fight.
Yeah.
Two is that your friends approve.
Okay.
Three is that your partner wants to meet your family. And another.
That's a big one. That's a big one right there.
Yeah. And it has to be a special thing that you've said, I love you already.
Wait a minute. I love you already?
Yes.
That's a big deal, like if you were going to get married. I think if he's smart, he's got to play this somewhat casual with her because she just got out of something, number one. Number two, like, I mean, you just fanboy out and, like, obsess over her instantly. Like, she's such a big entity. You have to just kind of be like, it's by her rules.
Sean,
it's by her rules.
How long did you wait before you met Rachel's parents?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned the article. I think it was, like, 3 months. And the reason why I wanted to is, like, hey, which one of you did she get the attitude from?
Wow.
That's... Okay.
And I will cease to exist when I get home later.
Yes,
perfect.
Absolutely.
Good luck with that. Right.
Yeah. How long did you wait, Raven, before you met Alicia's mom?
I mean, formally, it was a couple months. But I met her father, like, I don't know, like, after, like, a month or so of us dating because she got locked out of her house one time. And she called me. And I came over and I jimmied her door inside of 15 seconds. And her dad was standing there. He had been working on it for a while. And he was like, okay, immediately, like, put eyes on me in a different way.
Probably not a skill he wants to know that
yeah.
you know how to do.
And he said that at our wedding, actually, in his speech. He's like, he credit carded a door in, like, 15 seconds. He's like, and I knew that there was a problem.
I mean, my parents are from Italy, so... When you introduce somebody to your parents, like
that's a big deal.
Your
big
intention deal. Is that we're going to get married. So it took a long time for me to bring Paul home because I was like, I had to be sure that he was the guy I was going to marry.
Yeah.
How long is a long time?
We were dating probably about a year, year and a half.
Wow.
Before he met my parents.
Did they know that you were dating him before?
Yes. They knew that there was somebody, but you don't go into much detail until it's a real thing. You keep it very vague. Like, they know. They're not dumb. I was in college. They knew that there was somebody in my life. They knew that there was a boyfriend. But you don't bring them home until you know.
All these stats in this conversation make sense. I'm just saying is you hold that girl's hand. And I just have to ask. What would your parents have done if you brought Paul home in the same outfit Travis Kelce was wearing after that game?
Oh, we're going to talk about that coming up later on. That's for sure. It's kind of messed up to say it, but Doesn't it feel good when the kids go back to school and all of a sudden as a parent it feels like you have a little bit of freedom left? Am I even allowed to say that?
I mean, I don't think it's terrible to say. You're just worried about your kids hearing it and then feeling a little bit bad. Other than that, I mean, everybody deserves a little bit of me time, a little bit of headspace time. Even kids want me time, headspace time.
Yeah, so I realized, like, whenever I had to stay at work late during the summertime, it felt like guilt. Like you get that immense mom guilt on your shoulders that you shouldn't be working so much. The kids are home. You should be spending time with them. You should be creating memories. And I feel like we live in this culture where we got to be making memories all the time. We got to be doing this. We got to be doing that. Like, what's the plan for the weekend? And as a working mom, it kind of comes down even harder because you always feel like, am I neglecting them? Am I not there enough for them?
Well, there's a lot of guilt.
But now that they're back, it's like you have this extra freedom.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty being at work because they're at school.
Yep.
You know?
You can go to the gym.
Right.
You can go to the store. You can waste time. You can just walk around and do whatever you want to. You can take a nap. That's a big one for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the grocery store while they were at school, and I was like, this is nice. I could take my time here, you know?
It's like 10% of the amount of people in there, a couple of Instagram shoppers. That's it. I was joyous.
I scheduled a doctor's appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, you know, normally, like during like those summer months, like you feel you're like, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I got to coordinate this with the babysitter. I got to do. And then I was like, I am available.
Shockingly.
I can do that in the middle of the afternoon.
Yesterday, I went in for a dental cleaning. They were like, you've got a chipped tooth. They were like, we can have you come back in 2 weeks or you could stay now. I stayed.
I know.
And I got my emissions test done on my car like crazy. It's crazy.
There's a lot of newfound freedom when the kids go back to school. That extra time that didn't quite exist before when you were rushing home to take care of them and be with them. So what's your guilty pleasure now that the kids are back at school? 1-800-330-9999. Aaron?
You know, it's been a long summer, and one thing I like to do is go to the movies alone. And I just kind of sit there, you know, like, and you know, want to have some time and just eat as much disgusting food as possible and don't speak to anybody and just sort of disappear.
I love the movies alone.
I've never gone to the movies by myself.
Oh, it's nice. At first, it feels very awkward. You think it's going to be awkward? Then you walk in and there's 9 other people in there by themselves.
Really?
Yes. And I mean, there'll be other people too, but it's nice. You get all the stuff you want. You sit wherever you want. You don't have to worry about if there's enough space between you and the other people, whatever. You get into any seat you want. I love it, especially now with the reserved seating. Oh, forget it. I'll get a whole tray of candy and nachos. There's nobody there to see me. And if I want to refill on that, you know, drum size Coca-Cola, I'm going to do it.
Yes, sir.
There's two kind of parents. The ones that absolutely love when their kids go back to school because all of a sudden they have this freedom again.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the other ones that are really sad to see them go back. I have found most of my friends love when the kids go back to school because they crave having like their own me time again.
Yeah. If you're sad today, you know what I would suggest, and most professionals I think would too, is do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Fill up that time. You'll feel better. Watch.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. What's your guilty pleasure now that the kids are back at school? I get to meet up with my friends again for lunch. Mm. Oh, that's a big deal.
Right. And then you don't have to deal with anybody's tantrums or anything like that while it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bored teenagers looking at their phones and huffing.
Going shopping without mini-me helpers. Yeah. You know, they always want to go. Like, Mom, where are you going? Like, oh, I'm going to the mall. I'll come. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, how about you? 1-800-330-9999. Your guilty pleasure, the thing you have time to do now that the kids are back at school. Diana.
I don't know if I feel, like, so guilty about it, but I'm just napping as much as I possibly can. I'll take a 11 o'clock nap. I'll take a 2 o'clock nap. I'm napping. I'm just catching up on all the rest I didn't get this summer.
I bet you look younger. I bet you feel great.
I feel great. I look like, I don't even know. I look like I've never left my house. I'm just like slumming it in my home.
But, that's all right.
I feel great. I feel great is the end result.
Mm. Sometimes when I get more sleep, I stand up straighter.
Mm.
I'm taller. Yeah, certainly more youthful.
Is there anything better than being home alone in your house when the kids are at school?
Oh, it's, so
it's like a freedom thing. You just want to run around room to room and spin around. You know?
You can do whatever you want.
I can yell. I can sing. I can wear my big ugly socks and just slide across the floor. I can eat ice cream at 11 o'clock if I want to, and I don't have to worry about my kids asking why I can and they can't.
So right.
It's great. It's amazing.
Michael, how about you? Your guilty pleasure. What do you do now that the kids are back at school?
Oh, video game season is back. That's right. I can't really play when the kids are around because I have to set a good example, quote unquote. But now I'm back into it. It's awesome.
I haven't played video games, like updated ones, in so long. Always too busy. I would imagine what that's like.
Graphics have gotten amazing.
No, I know.
You're missing out.
No, it's insane. My brother has all that stuff. It's crazy. It's insane.
Oh, it's so good. Elden Ring. I go back and play Dark Souls, kicking ass. Look out, Dungeons.
He's very busy.
Full list.
Melissa, what's your guilty pleasure, the thing you do now that the kids are back at school?
Okay, this is going to sound so dumb, but there's nothing that makes me happier than just leaving the bathroom door open. Because nobody's going to come in and bother me. There's no toddler who's going to come in because she's at daycare. Like, no teenagers walking by and yelling at each other. Just peeing with the bathroom door open. That is my guilty pleasure.
It's true. I never close a bathroom door when there's nobody home. I never. Never.
It's like the feeling of freedom.
I never even thought about it. It is an interesting feeling. It's also the excitement of, what happens if somebody just walks in the house? Now you're terrified. You don't know what to do. It's kind of like sitting down at a blackjack table.
Yeah, the thrill, and it doesn't cost a penny.
Yeah.
I guess it's because I've never been home alone.
I never, ever close the bathroom door if I'm home. Upstairs or downstairs. No bathroom.
You're good.
Fascinated. Fascinated with this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce romance. Probably more than any grown woman should be.
I mean, it's not just you. People are talking about it all over the place. They were breaking in at halftime shows during the NFL coverage, and they were like, Taylor Swift's at the Chiefs game, and oh yeah, the Chiefs are winning. Like, they weren't even getting to the scores, basically, at then. It's a phenomenon. I mean, I just... The body language to me, like, I just feel it's like it's going to flame out quick.
Oh my gosh. So here's the reason why I think people are obsessed with it. It's very high school because, like, if you look at Travis Kelce's face when he first see her, it's like, you know, like when you see a boy that's first enamored with a girl and they're like 16 years old, like he's a little shy, but a little like awestruck in his eyes.
Sure.
He's got that look. And even Patrick Mahomes, if you haven't seen the video, I mean, ESPN posted it, which is hilarious, of him waving to Taylor. He's
They're
like
trying to get their clicks up.
Like, he's like doing the Tootles thing with his fingers. He's just waving. He's like starstruck. Like, it is Taylor Swift. Even Bill Belichick said that Travis Kelce's had a lot of big catches in his life, but this is the biggest catch of his entire life.
I mean, you look at you. You're just waiting to get that one out, right? Just like Bill Belichick was. Everybody in NFL coverage wanted that, too. The outfit is questionable, and the fact that he did not hold her hand in that video was very weird to me. This is a girl that you adore. This is a girl that you're trying to get somewhere with. Grab her by her hand.
No, they're not there yet. So
she was sitting next to his mother.
Okay, so she shows up to the game. She sits in the suite right next to Travis Kelce's mom. And they've only allegedly been talking for a couple of weeks. So now they walk out together. And the two things that people realize are, one, they're not holding hands. But that's a big step. To hold hands in public is a huge step. That is a deliberate thing that happened.
I like this girl. She's got a camera in her face. There's people all around us. I'm taking her by the hand.
I don't think so. I think that she probably made it very clear that there's boundaries. And that was probably one of the boundaries. I get that. What I don't get is what he chose to wear. Because he's wearing a white denim jacket and white jeans with light blue splattered paint all over it. A couple of the tweets about it kind of looks like the print on my Bounty toilet paper.
Yeah, it looked like a white cow with blue spots.
Yeah. Another tweet says, after the game, he has to go to his painting gig. Yeah. He does look like a painter.
Right.
He looks like
maybe
a painter.
It's a wine. Maybe they were going to one of those wine nights, though. Maybe that's what they were doing. It looked like it had some, it actually has some sort of lady in the blue paint. There's some sort of design in there, which I'm also not understanding. The spots actually made more sense. But
yeah, if you go to our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, you can see the outfit of choice right there.
It's questionable.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, what's the worst thing to wear on a date? Like, you're going out on a date. All eyes are on you. Travis Kelce knew. They didn't leave in a black SUV like they usually do.
Yeah.
They left in his convertible.
Yeah, it was, again, it just, I don't know. I just hope he's genuinely there for it.
Absolutely.
I really do.
No. He is enamored with her. The question is she there for him long term? But we'll see. But What is the worst thing you can wear on a date? Is it white denim with splattered paint all over it for a guy? Kelly, what do you think?
Oh, God. Definitely a tracksuit. I mean, that's like, oh, just forget it. Go home, turn around, don't bother.
What if it's a really, really, really fancy tracksuit?
No.
Fancy!
No. Whenever I think about the guys that I know that wear tracksuits, they always have big gold chains that go along with it. Mm. And not rappers. Mm. Just normal people that wear big old chains and tracksuits. Adidas tracksuits, usually.
I mean, like, Gucci makes them and stuff like that. I mean, what if they show up with that? I mean,
no.
Listen, I think today's tracksuit is yesterday's leisure suit. Mm. And I don't think either of them are appropriate enough for a first date, but they each had their time. My dad had some weird leisure suits. Very weird.
What's the worst thing you can wear when you're on a date? 1-800-330-9999. It's like the entire country is obsessed with the fact that Taylor Swift, the rumors may be true, she showed up to the Travis Kelce game this past weekend.
It's a bold choice. Number one, I mean, the coloring of his outfit, the white denim with the blue paint on it is one thing, but just white denim in general, anything white. You're going out on a date, like you're wearing anything all white, like it's bold.
People said he looked like a painter. People said that the pattern on it, which now that I've really examined it for a great length, it's
there's some artwork on it.
There's like an artwork and it's like a half nude woman kind of silhouette situation that I don't understand.
He still looks like a cow that's been splattered with white paint to me, but okay.
I do feel like football players can get away with wearing kind of like nutty things and they get away with it.
When you're rocking 3% body fat, it doesn't matter what you're into, what you do, you can get away with a whole lot.
But what do you think is the worst thing to wear on a date? The whole world was watching and that's what he put on, full denim with blue spatter paint. Taylor, what do you think?
Probably a pair of like plaid or Christmas like fleece pajama pants.
Yeah.
I mean, flannel as a rule for me, unless it's like a fall or like some sort of seasonal date or I'm hanging out with a farmer. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm not the flannel guy.
No, you should never. I mean, flannel shirts are cool, but flannel on your bottom half should never leave the house.
Okay.
Never, ever. Henry, what do you think? Worst clothing to wear on a date?
The worst thing a girl can wear on a date is Birkenstocks. I feel like it just means she does not care at all about being on a date. It's just like, rather be comfy. Doesn't get like, it's just saying like, I didn't try at all.
See, I disagree because I love my Birkenstocks and I look very cute in them. If a girl shows up in Uggs, then she don't care. I feel like Uggs have reached the point where if you wear Uggs on a date, you have zero anticipation of this date going anywhere.
No, I got to agree with him.
Burks? You're not into the Burks?
Yep. Yeah, you got your Fred Flintstones hanging out. It's too casual. The Nashes apparently have commentary we need, Anna.
Well, I actually have an update for you on the Travis Kelce game because he's got game, bro. The name of the jacket, it's called the 1989 Bedroom Painting Denim Jacket.
What?
That dude is smart, bro. He's a chess player.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I right?
1989, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Dude, and my daughter's 13. So she's telling me he's number 87. She's number 13. This all adds up to 100. We'll see if it lasts more than 100 days.
I mean, the fact that this, like, you're here quoting math to me. Like, this is crazy that this is happening. This is some sort of phenomenon. You're a grown man calling another grown man telling me about Taylor Swift chess piece, you know, numbers.
My 13-year-old's in the car. She won't even, she's with me, but she's like, I ain't saying it. You could say it, Dad. So it's confirmed.
No. Everybody else is playing checkers. This guy's playing chess. That painting is the 1989 painting, and it's after her album. And if you know Taylor Swift, she loves to do that. She loves to drop clues and Easter eggs, and he wore one out for the Swifties to figure out.
No, all right, concentrate. We have the remainder of a show to do.
I can't. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. So Charlie Woods is trending. He's 14 years old. He's an up-and-coming golf prodigy, and he also happens to be Tiger Woods' son.
Okay.
So this past Sunday, he advanced to the NB3 National Golf Championship after winning the second round of the 14- to 15-year-old division.
Wow.
But he had a little help. His caddy was his dad.
Okay.
Tiger Woods.
I mean, that's not against the rules, right?
No, of course not. And here he is when he was in an interview being asked about it.
It's great. We just stay in our own little world and we just take it one shot at a time. And he puts me in my place. I'll talk about the next tee shot. And he's like, no, this is the shot we're going to focus on. Focus up. This is what we're going to do.
Your dad is Tiger Woods and is coaching you on what to do while you're competing. It doesn't get much more legit than that.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, too, it's just a regular father-son relationship in the fact that they're doing things together. So that's great.
So one of the dads whose son competed in the competition.
Oh, that poor guy. I feel bad for every other dad that's out there because, I mean, what kind of advice are you giving, right? You just kind of like hang near Tiger, listen to something he says, and then try and write a half a sentence of it down.
Well, that's what I thought. I like in my mind, all right, we'll get to that, but this is what he said, and I thought, what a gentlemanly thing to say. Mm. He said, there is no way to express what this was like. 4 hours one-on-one with Charlie and Tiger was just unreal. This will be a story that my family talks about on my deathbed one day, and it will be a proud moment for sure.
It's very nice, obviously, yes. If they're out there sharing and that type of stuff.
Yes.
On the other hand, if they're just out there whooping you. From well, T to T, from you know, I mean, seriously, then that would be hard to take.
The way I was thinking about this is like my daughter is a theater kid, right? Mm-hmm. And if she was going up against Meryl Streep's daughter for a part, and Meryl Streep was on the side coaching her.
Right, and Anne Hathaway's in the front row cheering on her goddaughter, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, it seems like a lot.
I'd be like, I don't know. Right? Maybe we just give up now.
Well, we wrap up. Maybe try and make friends.
But I can see like being awestruck, like being put in that situation and then it having the. And then I thought how sweet, because if I try to coach my daughter, she's really got to be in the mood for me to give her pointers or anything. Right. We actually have a rule that was taught to me early on years ago, was I always have to ask. And for a parent, this was probably the best advice I was ever given. When they're venting about something or you think they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You ask them. Do you want me to give you advice or do you just want me to listen? And it's really important to decipher the two because sometimes they just want to vent and sometimes they actually want you to respond with advice. And I was giving too much advice, so I had to pull back. So to hear like...
I would have never guessed
that. No, really?
No.
So Tiger Woods, her son, being so happy and saying that he loves this moment is a proud dad moment for him.
Sure, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If your kids have problems sleeping, you've probably heard about giving them some melatonin. It's not just for adults anymore, but is it actually beneficial? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, everybody seems to be giving their kids melatonin, like a lower dosage of it. But one, does it work? And two, is it good for them to be giving them a supplement like that?
Yeah, great question, Anna. You know, people are handing this out like it's Skittles. And the problem is the benefits for kids and pediatric sleep are really undefined and it's not regulated by the FDA. So oftentimes if you buy gummies over the counter or you're getting even a pediatric drink with melatonin in it, we don't know what the formula is and we might be overdosing our kids with melatonin. And the studies just aren't there that it's helpful.
You know, I've been hearing about this for years, really, at this point. So to hear that something is that detrimental, how can we ever get it so wrong, doctor?
It's hard because people don't listen to the warnings. And, you know, melatonin really is useful in treating certain sleep-wake disorders like jet lag. But there's much less evidence scientifically that it can help healthy children or even adults.
Doctor, let me just ask you here. Over the years, they have developed over-the-counter stuff that supposedly is oh so safe. Like, you know, listen, anybody who's ever had a cold or the flu knows that when it's bedtime, you take NyQuil versus DayQuil, right? Because one's going to put you down and one's going to wake you up. And after a couple of days of not feeling good, you're like, oh, well, what's one more day, right? I mean, I was so rested. I got so much sleep.
Yeah.
Then they've come out with products like, you know, ZQuil or whatever, right? Which is not supposed to be when you have a cold. It's just supposed to be when you
put
go
you to
bed.
Sleep.
And it's habit forming, even if they say it's not. So what do we think about these products at all?
No, I think we have to be very cautious as consumers, Raven. You're raising a really good point. We need to be careful what we're putting into our body. And while they may not be, quote, addictive, things that have like Benadryl in them or antihistamines that can make us drowsy, we can become dependent on them and need to use them in the long term to fall asleep. So we don't want to be habit forming when it comes to taking supplements, especially for children.
I did. I had a really bad parenting moment a couple of days ago where my little one was having difficulty sleeping and waking up in the middle of the night. And she came up in the middle of the night to me and she said, I need you to protect me. So she crawled into bed with me. And of course, half awake, I'm like, yeah, mommy's, you're safe. You're with mommy. The next day, my sister texted me. My sister brings them to school, her and my niece. Dakota, my daughter, was telling her daughter to yell stranger danger. she asked her, she said, why are you saying that? Like, where did you learn stranger danger? And she said, oh, on my iPad, a clown kidnaps kids and puts them in a box.
Oh, God.
And I have Kids Tube on her iPad.
Yes.
I set the age to her age. And I think a lot of parents like me, we kind of set it and forget it.
Yes.
Like, it's Kids Tube. It's not YouTube.
100%.
And you have to review it because she's been having nightmares and it's been keeping her up at night. And it took like a sleuth like my sister to figure out what's been bothering her. You don't even realize that that's an issue. You have to really review what they're watching all the
100%.
Time.
100%. Even sometimes the Disney Channel has content that's uncomfortable for kids, and we need to be discussing what they're watching. We need to monitor what they're watching. And it's very difficult. You know, this kind of story is very, very common where you put parental controls on social media apps, and unfortunately, things get through.
Yeah, even if it's Kids Tube with the age 100%. Set up from like 3 to 6 or whatever it is.
Thank goodness your sister is in all the ways.
Yeah.
A better mother than you.
Well,
thank goodness that she's there.
I'm glad she figured it out. I'm like, why do I have to protect her in the middle of the night? What is
it?
This
the village
she's in? Yeah, she's worried about clowns locking her in cages. Like, what? Yeah. Yeah. All right, Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
What problem?
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Justin and Kelly. Kelly, this is tough. What's going on?
So my sister, she's the godmother to my 6-year-old daughter. Her birthday's coming up and we're having this, you know, big party for her. And my sister's dog passed away last week. And it's like, it was like her child. And she can't get herself to do anything. So she sent me a text that she's not coming. And feel like at the time I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like that was her daughter. You know, when a pet dies, that's a real thing, that grief. But now it's like it's been a week and the dog was old. But I don't want to talk to her about this because everybody experiences grief in their own way. I don't want to make her do anything that she's not comfortable with.
Justin?
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. Like, Kelly, I love your sister, but I do feel like this is the most obnoxious thing that I've ever heard. Look, I understand that people care about their dogs and care about their pets and things of that nature, but she should have known what was coming. I mean, the dog was 15 years old. Yeah, it's sad that the dog passed away. I get that. But our daughter is having her 6th birthday party. The fact that she's just not going to go when she's the godmother, and they're really, really close. That's just something that I have a problem with. It's not anything that's really holding you back. If anything, it would actually benefit her to come out to the party so that she could possibly get her mind off of that dog, first and foremost, and secondly, more importantly, spend time with people that are here and we can celebrate. You can celebrate together. And my daughter would be very happy if she was there. And it would not be a good look if she wasn't.
When's the party?
It's Saturday.
And when did the dog pass away?
Last Tuesday.
Listen, you know me, and I've already told you if I come out of my house for a month, that'll be a surprise to me. I don't know. You lose your dog. I've talked to some people that it took them quite a while to get over it. And typically, if you don't have children, that's obviously more intense. If you just don't trust yourself to go out in public and put on a face and not cry every 2 seconds, then I could understand wanting to stay home. On the other hand, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, for your favorite niece, you would think that you could probably muster up the courage to do it for an hour or two.
I mean, I would think so. This is unfathomable in my mind. I cannot imagine missing my niece's or my goddaughter's birthday parties for any reason. You know?
I mean, on the other hand, I'm just going to say this. Your daughter's turning 6. She's not taking attendance.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a bad look or whatever, she's not going to regret it and remember it forever that her aunt missed a birthday. She's probably not going to remember it at all. Will she be bummed that day with her absence? Sure, but she's going to have plenty of other distractions, too.
Let me just say that you don't know my sister, and when she's not right, she's not right. She's not a person that you want around. So
if somebody's, so you got to kind of trust somebody to know themselves, right? If she's saying that she can't do it, you would think that you got to believe her. I don't know.
I mean, the bigger question is, does Kelly say something to her sister? Because right. if she's, like, in a deep depression about it, like, also maybe you need your sister to be like, hey, I know it's really sad, but we got to move on with our lives now. You know, there has to be that voice of reason,
point.
Too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What would you do if you were in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. Would you say to your sister, it would mean a lot for us for you to come out of your house and come to the party? Or would you just say, she already said no, that's the end of it?
Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Kelly's sister lost her dog last week, the last Tuesday.
Yeah, last Tuesday.
And she's really torn up about it, having a really hard time. Her dog passed away, was an older dog. And she texted Kelly and said, I can't come to the baby's birthday party. Her daughter is 6 years old. Not only is it her niece, it's her goddaughter. I'm just not over it yet. Now, the party is this coming Saturday. So it's been about, I don't know, 12, 13 days, whatever you can say at that point. And Kelly just texted back, okay, but Justin, her husband, is like, no, like, it's her godmother. It's her favorite aunt. What do you mean she's not coming to the birthday party because her dog passed away? Like, you should go reach out to your sister and tell her that she should come and to try to lift her spirits.
Well, I mean, lifting the spirits is one angle of it. Other than that, he's just offended that she's not going to make it out of the house for this party at this point. But, you know, Kelly says, listen, I know my sister, and if she says she doesn't have it together... she doesn't have it together. So, I mean, you got to believe somebody when they tell you that they're just not up to do something, I guess, right?
But is a pet passing away, like, over a week enough of a reason to skip a child's birthday party? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Michael, whose side are you on?
I'm totally on the sister's side because unless you're an animal lover, you don't understand the grief of losing a dog that's closer than people to some people.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. It's tough, you know, when an animal passes away and you mourn and then you kind of got to go back to real life. But how long do you need to go back to real life? That's what Kelly and Justin are trying to figure out, even though it wasn't their pet that died. Kelly's sister lost her dog last Tuesday and texted Kelly to say that she will not be attending their daughter's 6th birthday party this coming up weekend because she's still mourning. And it's her godmother, too, and her favorite aunt. Kelly's upset, but Justin is a little bit mad.
Yeah, I mean, he just feels like she should drag herself out of the house, put on the face, and come to this party. And you know what? He might have a point that this could be good for her. He might have, you know, a valid point with that. On the other hand, if you know yourself and you just know that you can't keep it together in public, how's it going to look if you're crying at a party full of 6-year-olds? Like, it's not going to look very good. And that's really Kelly's point. She says, my sister, she's kind of off the rails when she gets upset about something. She knows this. I know this. She told me up front. I don't want to push her there. For every person, obviously, the loss of a pet is going to be significant. It's going to be different for every individual, though.
But do you agree with Justin? Should Kelly say to her sister, it would mean a lot if you came and we want to be able to get you out of the house and get you over this? Or does she just back off? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think the husband's a jerk. I mean, we're all going to die. It doesn't mean that we don't grieve people or animals when it happens.
Tiffany, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
So I feel like it's a really double-edged sword. I have lived through something like this. My aunt, her dog died, and she missed my grandmother's 80th birthday, and that's her mother, and we let it go because she was so torn up, and she was still, and she slipped into a depression. She hasn't been to any festivities of any kind in, 4 years.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, that's
so my
extreme.
Kids had their first birthday. She didn't come. They had their baptism. She didn't come. So I think it's a slippery slope because of, you know, they really can slip into a depression.
I would say an 80th birthday party different than a 6th, too, because, you know, who knows if grandma's going to show up next year.
4 years. 4 years you don't come to a party? That sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, sounds like a lot.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi there. I agree with the mom because I think it's a wonderful opportunity to teach the daughter empathy. That the, you know, aunt won't be there and that she could be a little bit more empathetic and understand that her heart is broken and, you know, that's why she couldn't make it.
You know what? That's an interesting perspective. Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kelly, our audience agreed with you today. It's your sister. You know her better than anybody. If you know that she needs a time and it's only going to make matters worse if you ask her to come again, then you got to back off, Justin.
I don't know. This just seems very unhealthy, and I do disagree with the verdict, but it's what everybody else said, and we made an agreement to go along with it, so go along with it. I'm just thinking about my daughter here.
Yeah, I mean, don't think I'm not thinking about her, too, but, I mean, this, I know how my sister works, and she knows herself, and I know what she needs, and it's just blanket support in whatever she decides.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven jackpot today, $400. Hey, Mark, you ready to play?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Mark.
All right, Mark, here's the thing. I'm not sure if I made these questions too easy today, but we're going to see what plays out here. It's a good chance for you to take them down, but you could also tie them for five. So let's see. There's okay. Five questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in after we're done. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. We're in a soundproof studio. Ready?
Yep.
Number one, Kevin Bacon said he had to destroy a farmhouse that he bought because the owner wouldn't sell it to him unless he agreed to take it down because he believed it was haunted. He starred in what 1984 movie that the main song by Kenny Loggins was also the name of the film?
Footloose.
Number two, Hulk Hogan married Sky Daly this past weekend after a 2-month engagement. What are Hulk fans called?
Hoganites? I don't know.
Number three, the Victoria's Secret World Tour will return after a 4-year hiatus. It's supposed to be all redesigned and more inclusive of all body types. It'll be on Amazon Prime. What are the models that walk the show called?
The Angels.
Number four, Ryan Seacrest says he won't change a single thing about Wheel of Fortune when he takes over. He says with a successful show like that, you just don't mess with it. How many vowels are there in the alphabet?
Five. Yeah.
Number five, there's a reboot version of The Office in the works. The UK version of The Office came first. What actor in the UK originally played the manager of the company, David Brent?
I know his name.
That's time, buddy. That's okay. Let me bring Raven back.
I knew it.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Mark.
All right. Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kevin Bacon said he had to destroy a farmhouse that he bought because the owner wouldn't sell it to him unless he agreed to take it down. You want to know why, Raven?
I can guess, but go.
Because it's haunted.
Yeah. I've heard that Kevin Bacon, he's had a couple different experiences with these things.
He starred in what 1984 movie that the main song by Kenny Loggins was also the name of the film?
Gonna Footloose, Footloose.
That's it.
Kick off the Sunday shoes.
Number two, Hulk Hogan married Sky Daly this past weekend after a 2-month engagement. What are Hulk fans called?
Hulkamaniacs. What are you going to do when they run wild on you, bro?
That's it. Number three, Victoria's Secret World Tour will return after a 4-year hiatus. It's supposed to be all redesigned and more inclusive of all body types. We'll see. I'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be on Amazon Prime. What are the models that walk the show called?
They're the Angels, right?
Angels is correct. You guys are tied at 3. Number four, Ryan Seacrest says he won't change a single thing about Wheel of Fortune when he takes over. He says with a successful show like that, you just don't mess with it.
Right.
How many vowels are there in the alphabet?
5.
There are 5.
5 vowels.
And sometimes Y. Sometimes, though. Not all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five, there's a reboot version of The Office in the works. I don't know about that.
What?
I know.
What?
That is a real big leap.
Yeah, there's one name. If you ain't got it, what are you doing?
The UK version of The Office came first. What actor in the UK original played the manager of the company, David Brent?
It was Ricky Gervais, right?
It was Ricky Gervais, and a lot of people don't know it. He's actually one of the creators of The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Paid. He's so rich.
He's so rich.
So rich.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mark. You beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Mark, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bud. Another $500 tomorrow, Anna.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.